Now, life hack for today is really to catch you up on this, the story of the updating of prepaid electricity meters. It is something we've spoken about here and there in the past, but we're starting to head into the final straights of this endeavor. And as you may know already, the entire country has been busy with a rollout of upgrades to the existing meters. In fact, you can say the entire planet, because everybody who is using this particular kind of meter faces the same conundrum. A program update has got to be implemented by the end of November. November this year. We'll explain why that is in just a moment. But there is still a long way to go to meet the national target. It seems like things are going significantly faster here in Cape Town. And we're going to talk to the City of Cape Town to find out where they are in that program, to remind you of some of the details about why it's being done and what's involved. And if you have any questions, you are welcome to send us a WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. On the line with me is the Mayoral Committee Member for Energy, Councillor Beverly Van Rien. And Beverly, great to have you with us again. Welcome.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me.
Sure.
Good afternoon to your listeners.
Let's just start by reminding listeners, or informing those who don't know the reason, why it was necessary for all of the prepaid meters to be updated.
Yeah, you know, we do have a deadline, as you have indicated, ahead of us. And I mean, that is November, December 2024. That is our deadline. And all prepaid metering software in Cape Town, of course, I mean, again, across the country, but in our city, you know, I mean, we were ahead, and I think that we're one of the first municipalities. It is important to have those meters updated, because if not, if those meters are not updated, it means that none of our customers then will be able to, you know, purchase electricity and also upload them. So it is rather important. But also just to indicate that we've reached most of our areas. And I think that it really is, an achievement for the City of Cape Town, because, I mean, we've updated 95% of our customers. And so we're really just ahead of the December deadline. So nearly all prepaid metering software in our Cape Town area have already been updated, far ahead of other municipalities.
Yo, let me maybe just intercede there and tell our listeners what the status is nationally and a little bit more. So this is actually a design function. When these meters were designed and they went live roughly 30 years ago or so, they were designed specifically with a built-in measure to protect against duplication of numbers. It was a move against to protect against fraud. But obviously there's the challenge of how do you keep the numbers, integrity of the numbers, without making the codes so long that people are likely to make mistakes when typing them in. And the constraints that were applied mean that we are going to run out of possible codes by the end of November, roughly. So that is why it's being done. As Beverly's indicated, the situation in Cape Town is very different to the national situation. Eskom issuing a statement last week saying that they have done 3 million out of their 6.8 million meters. So they're not even halfway yet. And reminder that the deadline is the end of November. Cape Town, as Beverly's just told us, is already 95% of the way there. Municipal distributors in general are also only halfway, 2.2 million out of their 4.6 million, according to the Local Government Association. So there is a significant amount of work to be done nationally, but we're almost there locally. Beverly, we always have to, in Cape Town, remind our listeners, though, that not all customers are City of Cape Town customers. Some people in Cape Town are Eskom customers, and they may still be waiting for an upgrade. Not so.
Correct. Absolutely. I've had a meeting with Eskom, and they have indicated they've done some rollout, in some of their City of Cape Town areas, their supply areas. And so, yeah, I think that they still have a lot of work ahead of them. But we are really, really pleased, I mean, to, you know, have updated 95% of our customers. So the ones that we are going to do, I mean, it's just basically some mop-up that we need to do.
Okay.
And I think mostly, I mean, those are areas where, you know, where we've had some upgrades, and we've had perhaps smaller informal settlements with new meters in our supply areas. Those are the mop-up areas that we will now do. Or perhaps persons, I mean, who were not home at the time when we, you know, or people who went and still didn't, receive their codes. their 20-digit update codes. So those are the ones, I mean, that we are now targeting. So that's the mop-up that we are currently busy with.
Okay. Now, Beverly, in case somebody listening to this is part of those missing few who really just didn't know that this was happening, won't you explain what this upgrade involves? Because it's not to do with anybody coming into your electricity meter with a screwdriver and taking it to pieces or reprogramming it. It's a simple process of punching in a code. Won't you just remind us what that involves?
Yeah, so those eligible customers, they will notice they are due for an update when they, in fact, make a purchase and they see those update codes. And it obviously, I mean, I really would like to encourage them to please look at those slips once they purchase, you know, the electricity. Because when making a purchase, I mean, customers will then receive two 20-digit update codes along with their usual prepaid token. So you will see one list with 20 digits and then there's another one with 20 digits. And then only you will receive, I mean, at the last one will be, in fact, I mean, your normal units that you have purchased. And so the process, I mean, to follow is enter the first 20-digit update code, and then you need to wait for it to accept. It will give you an indication. And then enter the second 20-digit update code, and then again, wait for it to be accepted. And then you enter your usual 20-digit token to recharge those units as normal. So that is the process, an easy process. Should they have any concerns, should it, you know, not, they not be able to do it or achieve it, I mean, they're more than welcome to send an SMS to 31220 or send an email to power@capetown.gov.za. We also have the 0860-103-089 number. Our teams are on standby to assist where necessary.
Thank you for that. So the person asking, well, saying rather, I simply didn't know about this and I'm worried that I might have missed those extra codes. Can they phone those numbers or send an email to one of those contacts you've just sent shared with us and say, can you check if I'm done yet, Beverly?
Yes, please do. Because we'd like to reach all of our customers. So I really appeal to all of our city customers to reach out to us. If they're not certain, if they've not received it, if there are any questions, please do feel free to make contact with any of us on 31220 via SMS and also the email power@capetown.gov.za or our call center number on 0860-103-089.
And
we have teams on standby to assist.
Thank you for that. So I've made a note of all of those contacts. If anybody listening is driving, for example, and couldn't jot those down, you're welcome to mail me. Hopefully when Microsoft is back up and running, I'll be able to send you the details. But so three or four people asking the same question. How do we know if we've been updated? Well, you would know because you would have physically done it yourself. But if you can't remember or you heard about this and you can't remember if you actually did it or not, you can phone or email or send that SMS and double check. What about somebody who buys your electricity via a banking app, asks one of our listeners.
They will also receive, they will also receive those 20 digits.
That's what happened to me. I can vouch for that. Yeah.
Yes. So they will, once again, we find, you know, once they purchase, they will receive those three sets. The first set, as I've indicated, will be the update code. The second one also will be a 20-digit update code. And then you will receive your 20-digit token to recharge as per usual. So also, I mean, earlier on, you asked the question or you've made the comment that nobody will come into your home with a screwdriver or some sort of technical gadget. No, nobody will come to your home in order to update your software at your prepaid meter. If anybody enters your premises indicating that they'd like to update your prepaid meter, please do not allow them to gain entry to your property or to your home. Nobody will come there to update your software.
Beverly, we know that the thieves and the scam artists prey on this kind of opportunity. Yeah. As a matter of interest, are you aware of anybody reporting that happening, that somebody has tried to pretend that they're there to do a prepaid meter upgrade?
I'm happy to report that we have not received any such complaints.
That's very good to hear. Touch wood, it stays that way. One of our listeners asking, saying, I'm on Eskom in Tableview. How do I become a City of Cape Town customer? Is the only option to move, Beverly?
It's not that easy, unfortunately. I mean, you know, as a city, and our executive mayor is written to ESCOM because, you know, that's what we would like to do. And we are, in fact, still waiting on the response from ESCOM because we really would like to take over some of those customers, ESCOM customers, and deliver efficient services to all of our citizens.
Okay, so I'm afraid the only answer is that you need to relocate into an area which is serviced by City of Cape Town at this point. Correct. Hopefully that will change going forward. There'll be less drastic measures required. Just to reassure the person who asked about the banking app, I can say this from personal experience because I use the prepaid 24 system and order mine digitally, for example. You will simply find that extra codes arrive one day when you make a purchase. I kind of was not particularly mindful of the fact that my area was due for the upgrade, and I walked up to the meter, started punching in my code and realized, hang on a second, there are far more numbers here than I'm used to seeing. Just carry on. You punch in the first code and, as Beverly said, wait, it'll accept it. Punch in the next lot, wait, pause a second, it'll accept it, and then punch in the third and carry on as normal. It has no impact on the units that were already there. Nothing is going to disappear in the process. It's just as simple as that. And I can really vouch for that. That for me, that was the personal experience. It took all of 5 minutes at the most to do it and never looked back. Okay, I'm afraid Ronnie called in to say he was conned. He let people into the house thinking that they were there to do an upgrade. So he asked that we please warn people. Ronnie, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I'm thankful that you sent that message in to alert others. Please be mindful of this. It is a simple process that you can do yourself. There is no need for someone to come into your home to do it. And please be aware of the fact it's almost inevitable, I'm afraid, that the scam artists find a way to jump on this. Another customer messaging in on our WhatsApp saying, I'm on ESCOM in Cape Town using an old tourist prepaid meter. We've done ours. It was simple and easy. We just had to enter a bunch of numbers to make the change. And that is what it's meant to be like. So I hope it has been like that for the majority of the customers. Okay, so anything else that you would like our listeners to know about this process, Beverly, that I should have asked you and haven't?
Yes, no, look, I mean, don't allow anyone to scam you. I think that's the message. The message is very clear. If anyone comes from our electricity department, please, I mean, they must present you with a legal document with a reference number and a code with your address on, and, you know, visible identification. If there's any uncertainty, please also call those numbers. Do not allow them in. Rather make inquiries. Call your ward counselor. Call me. Call the call center. Call anyone. Call Pippa. Please be absolutely certain and do not be scammed.
Beverly, thank you for that. Interestingly, our listener Errol, who is in an ESCOM area, said in his area, ESCOM did send people physically to come and check that the meters had been upgraded. So if you're in an ESCOM area, please even then don't just open your door. Ask for identification, phone to verify, phone a number that you find personally, not the number that's written on the card they give you that could potentially be fake. Take the time to vet that person before you let them in the front door. That should go for any person visiting your home in such a capacity. But Errol, appreciate your feedback that it is happening in some ESCOM areas. But please, even if you do believe 95% it's likely to be legit, rather take the couple of minutes to check first. Any legitimate person will wait for you to do that, surely, Beverly. We are in conversation. No, that's fine. I was just saying, even if, you know, it might be irritating to the workman who is legitimately there wanting to go in and check, but take the 5 minutes to verify. If they are who they say they are, they surely won't mind waiting for you to verify. If they aren't who they say they are, they're going to make short tracks to get away from your property shortly. All right, I'm going to finish there and say thank you so much for your time. Beverly van Rienen, who is our Mayoral Committee Member for Energy, we appreciate your joining us this afternoon. And let me finish by repeating the contact details. Several people asking me, just run through those details again. If you are unsure whether you've been upgraded, if you're having any kind of difficulty, if you want to check that your meter's being done or any other questions around this process, you've got three options. Send an SMS to 31220. Send an email to power@capetown.gov.za, or thirdly, phone the city's call centre, 0860 103 089. That number is 0860 103 089. If you've got any questions around this, please rather check than assume it has been done, because if you don't get it done come the end of November, you're not going to be able to log any new codes into your machine. You are going to be left in the dark, and it won't be load shedding's fault this time. So please just take the time to get it done. It's really gratifying to hear that such good progress has been made. 95% of them already completed in Cape Town areas. How on earth Eskom and other municipalities are going to tackle the 50% plus that still have to be done by the end of November, when they've known about this for 10 years, that is a question for another day.